All right, here we are back at it on the Wednesday evening. Questions and answers with the Elohim. You can all submit questions per email. My name is Gijs Minderhout. We will wait for Winfrey and Terry Brown to appear over here. Today it is December the 23rd, 2020. And as usual, this is a simulcast with a conference call. As you heard, that there's people joining in. Good evening, welcome. If you want to, feel free to say names and locations.
Yeah, it's Lauren from Portage, Washington.
Good evening, Lauren. Welcome. And I welcome the next caller. Please say your name and location.
Hi, guys. It's Jeannie in Citrus Heights.
Good evening, Jeannie. Welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you for being here.
Thank you for being here.
You're welcome. And the next caller, we welcome you. Thank you for being here. Two more things. Welcome to the conference call. Feel free to say your names and locations.
Hi, hi. Joy, it's Jennifer from Greensburg.
I hear Jennifer and Joy. JJ, welcome.
Hey. Hi, Joy.
Hi,
hi, folks.
Hello, hey, Lauren.
Hi, Lauren.
Hey. Good evening. Welcome to the conference call. Feel free to say your name and location.
Hi. Merry Christmas, Dharmananda.
Dharmananda, welcome. Merry Christmas to you.
Hi, Dharmananda. Merry Christmas to you, too.
Yeah. Thank you.
Good evening. Welcome to the conference call. Feel free to say your name and location.
Hi, hi, it's Don in Northern Ohio. Hi, everybody.
Good evening, Don. Welcome.
Hello, Don.
Everybody.
Hi, Don.
And someone else join in. Feel free to say your name and location. But only if you want to. We welcome you. And for you folks listening in online through BBS Radio, we welcome you. And for tonight's show, we have live channeling where Terry Brown is speaking for the sources on the other side, or she, the sources are speaking through her, and Vin will ask questions that are being submitted per email, and you can submit your question per email to questions at intelligent-infinity.com. questions@intelligent-infinity.com. Good evening, welcome to the conference call. Please say name and location.
Hi, hi, this is Debbie Costa Mesa.
Welcome, Debbie.
So, hi, everybody.
Hi, Debbie.
Hi.
And welcome to the next caller. Please say your name and location.
Roger in Austin.
Welcome, hi. Roger.
Hi, Roger.
Good evening, hi.
Hi. Good evening. Someone else joined in. Welcome to you. Feel free to say your name and location.
Hello, I'm Terry, Nevada.
Hey, Terry. Good evening. Welcome.
Hi, Terry.
Hi, Terry.
Hi, Terry.
Hi, Terry. Hi, everybody.
Welcome to the next caller. Please say your name and location.
Hi, this is Terry in Sedona.
Welcome,
hi, Terry.
Terry.
Hi, Terry.
Hi. Hello. The caller before you was a Terry as well.
Mm-hmm.
Terry the bear?
No, Terry as well, in Nevada.
Oh, hi.
Hello.
Is Lynn here yet?
He is not.
Okay. I'm going to call him.
All right. Thank you. Good evening. Welcome to the conference call. If you say name and location. But, of course, only if you want to. We welcome you. Welcome to the next caller. Please say name and location. But yes, only if you want to, we welcome you.
Oh, just make you jealous. I'm outside Trader Joe's.
Say hi to Joe. Welcome.
Stop.
All right, and the next caller. Hello, Jane. Welcome.
Hi. Thank you.
Hi, Jane.
Hi, Dawn.
Hi, Jane. Hi, Ann.
Hi, Jennifer.
Hi, Jennifer.
Hi, Dawn.
Jennifer.
Jennifer, I love your reports on the
the
earth the earth changes, earth goings on. I love that.
Oh,
you're
thank
doing
you.
Such a good
well,
job.
Really. Thank you. Well, I already started my homework.
Yeah.
I sit down about 9 o'clock, and
I can tell you're really into it.
Right.
It's
interesting, isn't it?
Very interesting. I'm learning geography.
Yeah.
I'm learning geography.
Yeah, I don't want to be too teachery, but I'm learning all kinds of stuff too. It's really cool how it all works. It all fits together.
Yeah.
I like that. There's a Mount Cinnabon somewhere.
It's Cinnabon. It's B-U-N with a G. Cinnabon, I know.
Someone else turned in. Good evening to you. Feel free to say the name and location.
Hello, it's Bonnie in California.
Hello, Bonnie. Welcome.
Bonnie.
Hi.
Hi,
Bonnie.
Hello, everybody.
Well, thanks for saying that, Jane, because when we started this, I was kind of, how to do it. And I told Wynn, bear with me, I'm going to figure this out.
It's perfect.
Welcome back, Terry.
Hey, thank you. Yeah.
All right.
Coming
all
here.
Right. Oh, yeah.
I guess it's snowing in Washington, but it's in northern Washington, but here it's just a nice day.
Was it? We're supposed to get Christmas Eve snow, like 5 or 6 inches of snow. Well, we're all trapped in the houses anyway, so it doesn't matter. Nobody goes anywhere. It'll be pretty.
I don't like it when it snows here because I can't get up the road with a car because of the hills.
you
skis.
Ski, there you go, Terry. Good to see you now.
Ski.
I don't like it when it snows because most people can't drive in it.
We have to
change. Yeah. In New York, they know how to drive.
Because it happens all the time. Yeah.
Yeah.
They drive the same way, no matter what.
Good evening. Welcome to the conference call. Please say your name and location.
It's Sedona.
Donna Wynn, welcome.
Sedona.
Now, Terry is sort of yelling madly to me, saying, "Man, get on the call. Everybody's missing you. Everybody's missing you.
We're waiting."
You know what I think the truth is? I think Terry was missing me.
Well,
Merry
that's
Christmas. Well, the show started 9 minutes ago, Evelyn.
Right. Where were you?
I was compiling the questions. So let's get... Oh, wait a second. Terry, would you entertain everybody for a minute? I'll be right back.
Oh, dear.
Come on, Terry.
Want to sing or something?
Any interesting news, national news today?
Well... it's going on like it's been. There's lawsuits still being, more lawsuits being prepared that will have to be accepted by the court. They've been rejecting all of the lawsuits based upon some kind of formality, and they haven't heard the results. They haven't heard the case. So, some people say, okay, well, they dismissed them because there was nothing there, but that's not true because they didn't ever hear the case. They didn't ever take a look and see what was there.
Wow.
I have good news. I heard good news that we may get $2,000 in our check.
I know. Trump gave a great speech.
The bad news is you're going to put us in like $2.5 trillion more in debt.
Uh-huh. Well, the bad news is if we just get the $600, that there's all kinds of money slated for Pakistan and. There's more than $1 billion slated for for the Egyptian army. I mean,
I know.
They say they labeled it the COVID-19 bill, but it's not any much to do with that. It only says $600 per person, and then there's all these billions of dollars for other countries.
Mm-hmm. I'll guarantee you, most people don't even know that. They don't know.
And
no,
the,
they
and
don't.
The military, too.
Mm-hmm.
Also for the military.
Gender studies in Pakistan.
Yeah, that's
it.
Okay.
Gotta
pay, are you
serious? Gotta pay for
to
that.
Count
the Egyptian army.
To count the so-called certain kind of fish in the Gulf of Mexico.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah. Money
awful.
For that.
What a waste of money.
I mean, the other thing is,
we don't have.
The Democrats are not going to very likely approve of the $2,000. Okay.
Right. And I saw that the Schumer and Pelosi immediately approved it.
I heard that they were going to approve the $2,000.
Really?
Wow.
Yeah, but somebody else, the Republicans won't.
Okay, guys.
The Democrats used to be the party that wanted to give
money
to people.
Did I hear Dharmananda on this call?
Yeah, I'm here.
Hi, Dharmananda.
Welcome, Cito.
Hi, Ada. Hi. Yeah. Nobody welcome me.
Hi, Joe.
Oh, welcome.
Thank you.
Welcome, Dominic.
Joe, I gotta get used to you wanting to be welcomed.
There was Cecil.
Hey, what about the
iodine? Oh, excuse me, Joe.
C6C serpent from Soggy Seattle.
Okay.
I thought that was you.
Foggy.
All right.
The dings are off.
The dings are off.
What about the iodine for COVID? Do you tell people about that?
Well, how do you know that works? You didn't send me any backup for it.
Yeah, I did. I just sent you the link. Dr. Serkis's article.
I mean, are there doctors using it already?
Well, no. No one's using it, but they should be because it's been researched and proven to be able to work. Look it up on the Internet. It's already there.
Okay.
A lot of articles about the research they did. They say if you gargle with it, it will kill COVID, flu, any kind of rhinovirus. Any virus, yeah.
I'm just saying it's hard to recommend something unless you have some kind of credible proof that it works. Okay? Yeah, but credible proof means somebody, doctors are using it and saying
there
we cured our patients.
There are doctors using it because I've stumbled across them. I'll find them and I'll send them to you.
Okay.
Deepropolis also works.
Doctor is not a synonym for
Deepropolis.
Deepropolis. You know, I wouldn't be a bit surprised if it does. You know, I mean, I actually do think there's a lot of things that work. A lot. Okay? But since it's life and death, it's probably not life and death for most people. And I don't even know, you know, who knows? I don't trust anything about what they say and about anything, including
right.
How many people, the percentage of people dying, the percentage of people getting it. But I do believe, I'm sure there's something there, because I know someone who knows someone that died of it, okay? I think, because, you know, they'll diagnose you dying of COVID if you have it and you have a heart attack. They'll say it was the COVID, you know? So, you know. And then
had big toe problem.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Gout.
But in any case, hello to everybody on BBS. We're about to start. You know, I knew if I didn't talk long enough, everybody would get passionate about something. So.
Well, I just got back from the doctor, and he said I'm good for another 50,000 miles.
Wow.
They did.
Yeah. Although I found out I got AFib yesterday. They did a heart scan on me and found that I have AFib.
Oh, man.
Are they notice anything with that that magnetic thing you're using? Any chips?
My integrative doctor notices that she tested it, and she has proof, you know, right in front of your eyes that shows the effects of it.
Okay.
It took me from like 86 up to 100, 86% up to 100. This is in 8 minutes.
Of what? What reading? What were they reading?
Well, that was the energy reading and balance and, I don't know, two or three other things that she does.
How about oxygen?
I don't think that particular test shows oxygen.
Okay.
Is it a woo-woo test or is it a medical test?
Well, this is a scientific test.
But I mean, is it something doctors use?
No, the regular doctors don't use it.
That's what I wanted to know.
Yeah,
that doesn't mean it's not valid. It takes aura pictures, right?
Yeah, yeah. I sent you one of my
like similar to our pendant pictures, the same kind of looking pictures.
Yeah. It shows the aura or the electricity coming out of your fingertips.
Yeah, and you put your fingers on a little pad with, right?
It's a lens. It's a camera.
Yeah. No, but your fingers are on a pad, and then it transforms to something in the camera. Never mind. Let's get going, guys. All right.
Okay. Go. Right.
Muted.
It is December the 23rd.
The recording has started.
Yeah. This is December 23rd, 2020. Wynn and Terry in Sedona, everybody, everywhere. And this is questions to our sources. See, if I say questions to the Elohim, which I started doing, I'm not including the Ra group. And if I say Ra'an, for anyone who's listening the first time, it sounds like it's some guy up there named Ra'an. And
but what they suggested in the past is to use the title Questions and Answers with the Elohim.
Yeah. I mean, the thing about the Elohim is that it's a more esteemed name for most people in the way that it relates to religion, even though that wasn't our Elohim. It was the Anunnaki, you know. So I have to dance between being accurate and being effective. In any case, we're going to go on and...
No, you said
it. Well, the Elohim is the lead group. Like, if
they're the lead group. Okay.
Yeah.
No, what do you mean?
They'll call on the robbers if they need them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And when you say religion was the Anunnaki, but I don't think so. I think it was later on manipulated by the Anunnaki, but it was the Elohim probably that got it going here.
You want to know something?
I want to know something.
I'm not going to get into this conversation.
Okay.
I don't believe you're correct there, okay? You can ask me sometime.
Okay.
But
you might be right. You might be right. I just want to make sure that...
the correct short answer, but don't get back at me. I'll just tell you the answer. The correct short answer is the Anunnaki is derivative of the Elohim, but very derivative. They came into this realm and they got involved in all the lower things, jealousy, acquisitiveness, but they were originally Elohim that came into this realm. And then they started a certain strain of life in this realm, which was Sumeria, which was the gold mining, which people have heard about. And they genetically engineered that life. And they said, well, we're gods because we're genetically engineering life. And then they acted as gods and caused people to worship them as this was evolving. And as their strain of life proliferated, they started going to all these other planets, or not other planets, other countries. And every country had an Anunnaki lord that they worshipped. And if you read Michael Tellinger's book, Slave Species of the Gods, I believe that's fairly accurate. And he goes in to how the Old Testament, the gods of the Old Testament, were essentially Anunnakis, who were, you read the Old Testament. Now, the Elohim may have intruded or made contributions in the history of mankind, and the one period where I do believe they definitely made an entry into this realm with religion was with the Mormons, which we've talked about in the past. Okay,
how about Jesus?
When I ask questions about this, and I said this before, that Jesus was more of a creation of the Ra group than the Elohim group, except the Elohim worked at the higher level of it, helping, okay? But it was a Ra group event, all right? And I'm pretty sure of that. But I don't like to talk about that too much because it sounds like, you know, I don't want to intrude too much on the religious idea of Jesus, okay?
But it's actually more the Old Testament religion that you speak of than...
I'm talking about the Old Testament religion.
Right.
And then I mean, I haven't gone into extreme detail about the relationship between the Elohim and Jesus, but it's been talked about shortly, you know, quickly. And, you know, the Ra group works closer to this realm than the Elohim group. And, I mean, we have a fairly unusual situation having such a close rapport with the Elohim. We do. And even in the past, when they talked about connecting with Solomon, there was one time they said in the Old Testament they were making a connection. But Solomon was not, I don't believe, okay, I don't want to talk about this. I don't want to talk about this anymore. You see, we get into a whole sidetrack.
Let's get cracking here.
Let's get cracking. Donna's going to be mad because I'll miss this question. Okay? So, bring those things up on nights when we don't have an agenda and people expecting answers to questions. Is everything under control and the beeps are off and everything?
Yes, except in my house over here. I'm going to mute again.
Right. Okay. Okay, Terry, you're not ready, correct? I can start?
Yeah. I'm never ready, but I'm here.
You're a never ready energizer battery.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. Father, Mother, God, we ask for the presence of the light to surround and protect each person here, and any negativity be taken to the highest realms of light and be transmuted for the highest good of all concerned. We see ourselves in the flow of energy radiating from the center of the universe through the galaxies, through the Milky Way, through the solar system, through the outer energy fields of planet Earth, through our bodies, and into the center of the Earth. And right now, we invoke a group energy connection while maintaining the sovereign integrity of our souls, and we invite those sources that are positive, service to others, honoring the law of one, to join with us. We create a protected space that only the positive has access to. Anything not of that nature must leave now. And do we have our sources present?
Yes. We greet you in the love light of the one infinite creator. We take a moment and we adjust to each and every person who wishes connection, who is on the call. We are here at this time, and we also leave a track so that if somebody is listening in a future time, we also are present. We have the capability of being present in more than one place at one time. We come directly to you. We don't come through the telephone line or through the computer. That is where voice comes from. If we ever see anything that doesn't make total sense to you, disregard it. It is not for you at that time. Do you have questions?
You know what? I'm going to ask a question which is on everyone's mind, but no one asked, okay? Obviously, and you may not want to answer it, but that's okay. Obviously, in our country, we are going through a tremendously catalytic time. And when you watch the news, there's what they call fake news. And you watch the courts, and you see all this evidence of fraud, and then you listen to other people, and they say, Donald Trump is going to win. And then you listen to other people that say, we're going into martial law under Donald Trump because he is lawfully elected and was not was taken away from him. And I know you're not political, and we're not taking sides. I just want to see if you want to make any comments, because everyone has a certain amount of anxiety.
Well, the agenda is the pathway that Trump has to challenge the election, his choices in how to move forward are not being talked about as he is gearing everything minute by minute to what pathway to take and the best pathway to get the accurate count. So if anyone, no matter what side they're on, wishes to put forward the postulate that there will be an adequate count, a real count, that would help the energy of all. And if someone is on the side, the Democratic side, and you wish for the true count, or someone is on the Republican side and they wish for the true count, then this will help consensus reality to bring about an accurate count. The unfolding is not being announced. The plans are not being announced beforehand as there is a desire to not reveal their plans before they carry them out. So we don't make prediction, but each and every person's participation in the desire to have an accurate count will help in the energy of it all. And the correct outcome.
Thank you. That's it, right?
Yes.
Okay. Question from Maya in Hawaii. Why did my lecturing job end so badly? Will I ever recover? Is there a graceful comeback? I feel the purpose of my life was torn from my hands. Envy and jealousy of others. Is there even a cure?
The cure starts in your own psyche. The cure starts with you readjusting your own centering so that you reset all of the situation, all of the people's reactions, all of the people's input. Just reset it. Set it aside. And then reset yourself to what you wish to be. And then observe. Observe how will be best for you to express those talents in the future, as you still have those talents. You still have the ability to contribute what you had wished to contribute. And then you can observe how best for you to express those talents in the future. It might be through a different avenue, but you have seen what you are capable of, and you can build upon those talents that you know you have and the capabilities that you know you have. Do not let jealousies of others interfere with your own knowledge of what you are capable of doing and what you are able to give.
Thank you. And I want to just say, when I started doing what I'm doing, I experienced the same thing Maya was experiencing. I was experiencing jealousy. I was experiencing doors slamming in my face. And I had to work around it because I believed in what I was doing. I knew it was real, and I had the feeling it could help a lot of people. So I didn't let all of that stop me. And when one door closes, another one will open. But if you dwell on the jealousy, if you dwell on the negativity, you prevent that door from opening, or you give it a hard time.
When you start a project, there is, at the time you started, there is that space having been made in the physical realm for that endeavor. And so there may be resistance to you making the space and time and effort putting it there. But once you make the space, it will get easier.
I remember when I first started doing this, and I didn't have a clue, I asked the question, how am I supposed to do this? I mean, there's this big world out there, and it's just me having these crazy conversations in a little apartment. They weren't crazy, of course, but, you know, the idea of it looks crazy to other people. And what their answer to me was, talk to one person at a time until it gets its own traction and its own movement.
Yes.
You know?
So it gets its wings. Yes.
Yes. And you have to get genuine support from other people. And they don't know about you. So I had to start with where I was. And you can't act as if you're doing this great, huge thing, which on one level I was, but you have to get grounding in the physical for what you're doing and not have expectations of other people. And the right people come forward if you have an authentic something that you're sharing. And you don't need other people to give you power to do it.
if it's coming from God.
Yes, it will get its own wings. It will make its own space in its own time.
Yes. Okay. Next question. Maya, we love you and support you. And hang on here. This is from Mark Sonnenberg in Ireland. 3 or 4 weeks ago, I asked a question about words. When we speak, we vibrate the air and we vibrate ourselves. This also anchors us into the common usage of words. The sources
yes.
conferred that this is true. I have been wanting to get some questions answered about human ascended master Yeshua, but it gets switched to the Roman literary character called Jesus. The Hebrew alphabet has a holographic nature, and the language reflects that in some way, making it special. Yeshua spoke Aramaic, a cousin of Hebrew, but his native tongue was in Hebrew. I would think this is not by chance. Today, I would like to know if the nature of Aramaic is unique and special, as many scholars have been pointing out. Now, let me ask our sources. Do you know what Aramaic is?
Aramaic, could you give us a definition of Aramaic?
Yeah. And, Mark, you have to understand that our sources don't sit here listening to all the conversations of every race and learning their vocabularies, okay? Aramaic is a language that originated amongst the ancient Armenians at the beginning of the first millennium BC and later became one of the most prominent languages of the ancient Near East. During its 3,000-year-long history, Aramaic went through several stages of development. It has served as a language of public life and administration of ancient kingdoms and empires, and also as a language, and just a moment here, that is still spoken in modern times, okay? It's also a language of divine worship and religious study. It subsequently branched into several Neo-Aramaic languages that are still spoken. It belongs to the Northwest Semitic group of the Afro-Asiatic language family, which also includes the Canaanite languages such as Hebrew, Edomite, Moabite, and Phoenician, as well as Amorite and Ugaritic. The Aramaic alphabet was widely adopted for other languages and is ancestral to the Hebrew, Syriac, and Arabic alphabets. Okay, I'm not going to keep reading. That gives an idea. But, Mark, I'm going to make a point here that I don't know if you've listened to our calls, but if you're looking to find the nature of Jesus, we probably be sure and listen to our call tomorrow night. I'm sending out an email on it. It's going to be on Whole Planet Healing Line on Christmas Eve, because we have so much about Jesus that has been covered, and when I talk about it, I go into it. The Christ consciousness is on our minds, and it's more important to understand the Christ consciousness than, in my opinion, than the specifics about Jesus, who anchored that consciousness into this realm. Let me turn it over to our sources and let them take it from there.
Yes. Could you summarize his question?
Well, his question is, let me go back to it here. He has the idea that something got switched in the understanding of Yeshua when it got switched to Roman literary characters called Jesus. And the Hebrew alphabet has a holographic nature. And he thinks that there was something lost in the understanding of Jesus because of the switch in languages from Aramaic to Roman.
Yes, and you are correct. There was a lot lost and a lot added, and particularly in the switching and reinterpretation that was done in 300 A.D. in Constantinople. It changed the nature of the whole thing. So you are correct. Much was changed and much was lost.
But, you know, it didn't change because of the phonetics of the Roman language. It changed.
No, it was actually changed by the emperor.
By intention.
Yes.
Yeah, by intention.
That is correct. That is correct.
And the reason it was changed is because Jesus was legitimate as bringing through the energies of the higher realms in a very public way. And when somebody does that, the negative sees how people gravitate towards it, and they want to use that person as their vehicle instead of God's vehicle. That's what I would say.
Well, the changed it to their own view. For instance, they took away the concept of reincarnation because they felt that if people knew reincarnation existed, they wouldn't make corrections to their behavior because they would figure they had a lot of lifetimes to work it out. Mm-hmm. And so that is one instance where it was changed.
Okay, let's go to the next question. And next question is from Isis. When I used to live in the Elohim density, I was connecting bodies to souls. Now, she says that as if it's a fact, and I don't know if she asked that previously. Is that a fact?
It is her recollection. It is her track.
Mm-hmm. Is that the only job I had? Or was I doing other things?
You were doing other things also. You had a family life. You had counseling that you were completing or carrying out with others, you were a consultant for others to come to counsel.
Mm-hmm.
Just a little bit.
Now, did she have a body? Is this like a time when she had a physical body?
She had
body?
An energy body.
Okay. And the energy body?
A soul body.
Okay. And the last question is, what made me decide to leave this and venture out? Did I go straight to the third density?
No. But you wished to explore, to learn more, to expand your life purpose and your goals and your knowledge.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Next question. From Bonnie Henners. I had an interesting experience recently, and I hope to learn more about it. While casually meditating one evening, I say casually as I was really just daydreaming about the Elohim, and my thoughts were gifted with one of the several indications that confirmed a connection for me. So the casual daydream became more focused in the moment. It didn't take long for my thoughts to be off on some tangent regarding who knows what, but I actually caught myself off track and refocused back to the moment. As I returned my focus, I heard an audible snap in my right ear, like a giant finger snap inside my ear, and felt something touch the ear as if someone flicked me with a finger in the ear. It didn't hurt, but the sudden loud sound and physical sensation of being touched startled me. That was the end of the meditation for sure, and I felt like I had gotten some sort of confirmation that I was progressing with my efforts. Could you comment on this phenomena and my indications of connections with such as visuals with eyes closed or skin contracting over my scalp? I love you all, and I'm honored to be part of this rare and sacred experience. Bonnie Penners, Corona, California.
Thank you. Give us a moment. We direct you to your experience and the sound and your thoughts at the time. There is a change, or was a change, in a quick change in density, and it was connected also with the foundation of the way your ear is put together, and it if you remember the sound and where it occurred, it was a quick change in the density affecting the the makeup of your ear, and a change, an actual physical change that went from another density into your density, which affected your ear. Now, remember the circumstance and remember the sensation and remember the sounds and see if you can use any of what we have said to put together in your own world to remember what happened and put more of what happened together. And then your change in your mood mode when the snap happened. Thank you.
Okay. Last question, and Don, I don't think I have time for your question, although it's a good one, and it may take more time than we have to get a quick answer. But this is from David Thuringer in Mercer, Pennsylvania. Has my brother Randy realized he crossed over?
He doesn't want to realize that he crossed over. He's trying to avoid looking at that. He, in his own time, will accept it.
Does he have a message for Dave?
Stop trying to get him to cross over. Stop trying to get him to cross over. Just leave him to his process.
Yeah. And then he has another friend, Grave Matassa. And he has the same question regarding his friend, Greg Matassa. Has he realized that he's crossed over? And does he have a message?
Yes. He has realized. He has realized. He's getting used to it. We don't wish to pull him back into out of his process right now.
Okay, thank you. And
okay, do we have some quick time for Don?
We should be off. We may be off BBS any moment. I can ask it and let you answer
for a few minutes afterwards,
okay?
Okay,
Don's question is, in Wynn's Creator God's book, Terry channels, the degree of passion and intention behind a prayer determines how effective it is. Could you give a clear definition of passion and intention as it relates to prayers and miracles? Don Herman. And Don, I just want you to think. Think of the lady whose son has got under a car and is caught under the wheel, who suddenly picks up the car and lifts it off of her son. That is an example of intention, prayer, and miracle all in one. And I'll turn it over to our sources.
Think of focus. If a person has a laser focus, I've got to get to the store before 5, and all of their attention comes together on getting in the car and driving there and being careful and running up to the door before the door is locked. And it's like their person's attention in comes together all in the same direction. It's not just some random thought or some lazy meditation is intention behind it that it needs to happen. And a person's whole energy comes together towards the will to have that happen. That's a little bit about it.
Okay. That will be it for tonight. And let me go to our control panel. We're going to go to whole time.
We are still on BBS. We are still on BBS.
Okay, if people are still listening on BBS, we have an amazing call we do every day. And if you've never checked it out, it kind of like, I don't want to explain it. I'll just give you the phone number. Check it out. 712-770-4340. And the PIN is 501.
No. 250.
Huh? Oh, 250-513. Thank you. 250-513-pound. Also, we have a page up called wholeplanethealing.com, which has the phone number on it. And it's a great call to get out of the worldly things, to recreate yourself, to bring in the energies of the higher realms. It just focuses on that, and it's working. So on that note, I'm going to say
we do it daily at 7 p.m. Pacific.
Yeah,
7 days a week.
And tomorrow I'm going to do a special call, a Christmas Eve call. There's a good one to especially check out. Okay, we'll have a lot of new people on it probably, and I'll approach it differently. So here we go.
Unmuted.